back to Lawyers, Who Needs Them?
Hi, you're being kidnapped by the Light FM. Welcome back to Lawyers.
Oh, yeah, right.
I couldn't help it. It gave me that feeling.
Well, I did.
You know,
the FM
feeling. You know what I mean? Yeah. Welcome. These people must think we're awfully out of our minds. Well, we're having a good time. Whether you are folks or not, it doesn't matter to us because we're just doing the show.
It doesn't matter. No, we do want them to have
yes,
a good
we
time.
Do want you to have a good time. That's true. That's, who are we? My name is Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we appreciate you joining Lawyers Who Need Them today. And we're right back to our segment on topics that are in the law around the country that affect all of us. And as I said in our introduction, we try to take the mystery and complexity out of it. And when we're done, you're totally confused.
Yes,
but we make
right.
an attempt anyway. Well, what is the latest on Proposition 8? Because last week you were talking about getting married to a fox terrier,
right.
then a hippopotamus, and then a orangutan.
That was because the judge, Walker,
yes.
decided that there is an absolute fundamental right to marry. And that and he says that extends to whatever you want to marry, I guess. You
right,
don't have to
right.
marry somebody of the opposite sex. Well, I mean, I'm not taking a position on it, but I did ask last week, does that mean you can marry a fox terrier, hippopotamus, whatever?
Right.
But right now, that proposition, what had happened is he stayed his own order for a few days.
Oh,
to give
right,
the,
right. He wanted to think about it.
Right. Well, he didn't want people to get married if the appellate court's going to turn them around.
Right.
So they got, he stated, and then they got another stay from the Ninth Circuit, United States Court of Appeals, for the Ninth Circuit, which
San Francisco, is that San Francisco?
It's a San Francisco.
Okay.
Which is going to hear the appeal.
Yes.
And they have stayed it, and they're going to sort of expedite the appeal. What they've done is, when I say stayed, they said, don't get married.
Right.
We're not going to recognize marriages until there's an ultimate determination in this case. So don't run ahead and get married to your boyfriend, if you're a boy, or your girlfriend, if you're a girl, or to the fox terrier, if you are so inclined.
Right.
Or to the hippopotamus,
if you're so inclined. Right.
So they've stopped, and they say, they've put a stay on those marriages pending their appeal, which I understand they're going to try to expedite. However, there is a little glitch in this, and that is what we call, what some people would call a technicality, but what we call a standing question. Who has the right, the standing, to appeal?
All right.
Ordinarily, the Constitution, and this is in the federal courts, of course, and the Constitution provides that the courts will hear, you know, federal courts will hear cases and controversies. That's Article 3 in the judicial section of the Constitution. It sets up the judiciary, and it says, you know, cases and controversies, which means that there has to be a distinct or discrete injury to you as opposed to just generally.
Generally.
It's just a general injury.
Right,
you do
right,
it through
right.
petitioning for legislation.
Right. And we've talked about this concept
we did,
before.
Right. right.
Okay.
So that in this case, who is particularly injured? The parties to the original case, bear in mind, were the losing parties who are aggrieved by this decision happen to be the state of California, but more particularly the governor and the attorney general. But the governor and the attorney general individually are in favor of same-sex marriage. Particularly Jerry Brown, the attorney general.
Right.
I mean, he's completely, absolutely gaga liberal.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger, who's more, less liberal and somewhat conservative, but he's in favor of this particular thing.
And here's what he said. He just said something on this, that if it doesn't go his way.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know where he was when he said that.
We
but
got
was,
a sound effects person who.
Yeah, that's Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Right,
that's why they call him Heart Attack.
It's going to be the late Horatio Heart
right,
Attack
right,
Wingate.
Right.
In view of the fact that these parties, Schwarzenegger and Brown, are not going to take the appeal individually, they are not willing to put themselves in a position of opposing Proposition
8.
I mean, opposing same-sex marriage. That there is nobody who has been discreetly injured. I mean, if I married you, for instance, which is completely out of the question because you're ugly, but if I did marry you, I would, and they said your marriage is no good, I'm going to send you, I'd be aggrieved, and then I would
right.
be a party who's discreetly injured as opposed from the general public. So in any event, this appeal, does anybody understand what
not
I'm talking
clue.
About?
I am absolutely confused.
They are going to have to overcome that, and that will be a poor part of the appeal on those in favor of Proposition 8.
All right.
And ultimately, this is probably going to go to the United States Supreme Court.
So is there a possibility that the Ninth Circuit, is it the Ninth Circuit?
Ninth Circuit,
that
yes.
they will, let's say they overturn, they or they sustain.
Which is the most liberal
they
circuit.
They sustain this judge's reversal of the ban.
Right.
Is there an opportunity then for another stay until the Supreme Court hears it?
Yes, there is.
Yes,
there
and that's
is.
Probably so.
There
so
is.
Those of you out there in California who are getting your floral bouquets ready. You might want to put them on ice.
That's right. And for all the guys buying your wedding dresses, please, take it easy. Don't spend the money yet until you know.
Right.
I mean, don't go to the next fitting. See if you can straighten it out. No more payments and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Hold it up.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Well,
okay.
Recently, one of your colleagues, no, not really one of your colleagues, a federal prosecutor. You've never were a federal prosecutor, were you?
No.
No. Okay. Did you ever know a federal prosecutor?
I know a lot of federal
prosecutors.
Oh, okay.
Prosecutors. Good. Because were you ever before them?
No. Well, you're not before them.
They're, no, I'm kidding.
They're,
I'm
maybe
your
opponents in
no,
cases.
I understand.
Yeah.
Have you opposed federal prosecutors?
Yes.
Okay. And other than softball?
No, only in softball and in tiddlywinks. Tiddlywinks.
Well, this federal prosecutor is going to be playing tiddlywinks for a while because he was suspended for working without a license.
That's right.
Now, was that a technicality? Was he an attorney?
No,
and he
it's
was,
not a technicality.
Well, he had no license whatsoever.
Here, let me say this. It's not a question they didn't go to law school, they didn't pass the bar exam.
So he did do that.
He did do that, but he didn't. Every year we have to register in different states, the rules are completely different. But
right.
if you're a federal prosecutor, maybe, I don't know whether you're immune. I don't know. But in this case, this fellow, David Fulmer's law license lapsed in 2003.
Well, because that's a long time ago.
Because he didn't comply not with paying any fees, but with the continuing legal education requirements.
Ah. Okay.
Which is really a revenue producer for the bar associations.
Right.
And
take the courses.
But you got to do it. And he didn't, and for 5 years or 6 years, he hadn't been a member of the bar, and he didn't take the courses, so they suspended him. Authorities were reviewing the cases in which he was involved, although that may not have affected his ability to try the cases. Because here, for continuing legal education, I could sit for enough hours to get my hours, let's say, in sales tax or that. I wouldn't file my own taxes. Or
right.
in wills and estates. I wouldn't
do
write my own will.
Right, right.
You know, I'd try cases. So it's not going to affect my ability at all, but this is what you got to do. You have to
take
the continuing education courses.
So what's going to happen to him?
Whether or not they're relevant. Now, what he should do is make people take relevant courses.
All right, there
okay?
we go. Take relevant
In
courses.
Any event, he's
suspended for a while.
He's at least suspended for a while, and he's going to have to make up his courses and everything like that.
All right, well, we hope he gets his pass to get out of the principal's office and go back
courses.
To class.
Take the courses.
All
That's
right.
a big thing. Sit there a while and get bored.
Well, don't you sit there and get bored, because we're going to be right back. Grab a sandwich, a snack, something tasty and a nice drink, preferably something with a little alcohol in it, because we sound better after
That's
that.
Right.
And you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.